Diesel heaters. I've fitted several diesel heaters for other people, to RVs and motorhomes. I've fitted the really expensive $2,500 Espacia brand, and also the other European ones. What are they? Webasto, the English ones. I've fitted those. They're essentially the same. Both very, very expensive, and if anything ever goes wrong, the spare parts for them are a horrendous price. Now, about 10 or 12 years ago, the Chinese started copying their diesel heaters. I was really, really reticent to get involved with something that produces heat and flames and is made in China. But other people had bought them and asked me to fit them, so I fitted them for people, and we've actually found them to be low cost, effective, reliable, and economical.
So I suppose the first thing we need to do is find out just how economical it is. Then we can start playing with other things like, will it burn other fuels?
So no mucking about. I'm not going to fit this to a cabin or a vehicle. This is for us to play with. I'm going to be doing various experiments with it. Yeah, I might blow some hot air into my cabin here just to see how it feels, but if you can think of ways that I can test it, drop a mention down below and we'll have a look at doing your test on our diesel heater.
How are we going to do this? Well, how about let's set it up on a table straight out of the box with a battery and a measured fuel supply, and we'll run it balls out and see how long it goes for. And then while it's warm, we'll knock it back to idle and we'll do it all again, see how long it goes for.
Okay, for this test setup, it's taken me far longer to read the manual and figure out how to do it than it has to actually set up the heater. The wiring loom is all pre-made. It's got plenty of length to take the instrument panel to where it might be needed. It's got loads of wire to get to your 12 volt power supply. It's got a fuse included in the power supply line. Now, I've opted to keep the delivery pipes as short as possible to shorten the priming time, the amount of time that it takes to initially suck fuel up, because diesel engines and diesel heaters, they have an injector inside and they can't operate with any air in the system. So any air in the system has to be purged. That's why the fuel pump is mounted on a 30 to 45 degree angle to encourage air bubbles to rise to one end. That's also why the fuel filter is absolutely vertical. So I'm going to turn this thing on and put it into the pump priming mode, where the burner won't start, only the pump will start, and it will run for a certain amount of time and then turn off automatically. If that's not long enough, you simply do it again. But because I've used such short lines, it shouldn't take too long at all. Once I've primed it, I'll put it into the startup mode where it preheats and starts up by itself. It takes about 5 minutes to go through that warm-up procedure until it's producing good heat. It also has a winding down program at the end of the use time. That's to allow everything to cool down with the fan still running, turn the fuel off, ramp everything down slowly, and put itself away nicely. You'll see that I've got two containers for the diesel. This one is what we're going to be running it on to get it up to going and up to temperature. This one is a measured 100 mils of diesel. Later on, I'm going to pull the feed out of here and put it into here, and we'll time how long it takes for this to use that 100 mils of diesel. 100 mils is 1/10 of a litre, so I simply times this time by 10, and that gives me the time taken to consume 1 litre of fuel on the various settings while the heat is warm, because it will use more fuel and more electricity during the first 5 minutes of startup. So to put it into pump only mode, we press the OK and the arrow down button together, and then I press the arrow down button by itself, and that should start the pump.
Hey, before we go any further, let's have a look at this instrument panel. On the top row, we've got the connectivity symbol. That shows us that the remote is paired with the panel. To the right, you'll see that there is the battery symbol. If the battery symbol is stable, that means that you've got a good 12 volt supply. If it's flashing, it's either over voltage or under voltage. On the next row, we've got the timer. We can set how long we want this thing to go on and off for. And there are two separate timers, so you can have it come on in the morning for 2 hours, and then you could have it turn on in the afternoon maybe for 4 hours. Although that is a representation of the heater itself, you can see that the fan's turning on the left, and the red symbol at the top is the glow plug. That shows you that that's alive and working. Next to that, we've got the ECU. That's also doing its thing. The empty space down below will soon be populated with a bar graph showing the temperature as it warms up. Actually, while this thing's been clacking away, I've just been thinking. See how slowly the fuel is coming through? Now, if you were pulling this from the fuel tank of an existing vehicle, you'd probably have quite a long fuel line. And this would be going through this priming cycle 2, 3, or 4 times to get the fuel all the way down. And it's doing it with no lubrication. Now, you've got to remember that this is a brand new pump. You've just bought it. It's dry as a bone inside. And you're using it to prime up the diesel. It could take some time. I don't recommend doing it if you're using a long fuel line. Find an alternative way of getting fuel through the lines first. You also need to remember that this is a metering pump, not a delivery pump or not a lift pump. It's got no non-return valves, and it's got no pressure switch that will turn it off when it's up to pressure. It delivers a tiny measured dose with each pulse. And that really makes this a very tiny, very simple and rudimentary fuel injection device.
The diesel's now reached the burner. We've got hot air coming out of the exhaust. The ambient air is starting to get warm. No sign of any smoke, but I've got a slight diesel-y smell. I can smell combustion, so I know it's happening. The pump is speeding up by itself. The fan is speeding up. I've got warm air coming out of here. Going hard, really nice and cozy air. I'll get the temperature gun in a moment. We'll see what kind of temperature we've got, but you'll see no smoke out of the exhaust. The air is very hot coming out of the exhaust. Okay, the heater's had 10 minutes to warm up. I've got it now on its lowest setting, and it's just cruising along and giving me a lovely ambient warmth. But I'm going to crank it up to full speed, and then I'm going to pull the feed pipe out of the main diesel tank, and I'm going to put it into the measured 100 mils of diesel, and we'll see how long it takes on the stopwatch here. So let's have a look. First of all, we're going to turn it right up. full speed, the pump's going flat tack. We're going to start the timer.
I'll just swap the fuel supply over to the measured 100 mil and make sure it's right on the bottom. And we can see how long that's going to last. Checking those temperatures once again. 103. That's nice. 103.6 maximum. The muffler, we've got 66. But the hot gas is right at the end. Let's have a look. 65. You know, there's a lot of unused heat here. I might see at a later date if I can somehow divert that to a useful project. Right, let's have a look and see where we are time-wise. Just coming up to 4 minutes in, and we've used 25 mils. There we go, exactly 25 mils now of fuel, bringing everything down to 1/10 of a litre means that you can actually see the fuel level dropping. Right, well, we're just getting to that part now where I'm going to have to do an amazing display of manual dexterity and juggle the camera, the stopwatch, and move the pipe all at the same time, because we're just coming up to 13.5 minutes. I think we might squeeze 14 minutes out of this. Yeah, we will. But I've got to, in one smooth movement, pull the pipe out, get it into the other fuel, time the stopwatch, and here we go. Slip, slip, slip. First air bubbles. Now, there we go. Right, stop the stopwatch. 14.25.
Sucking air.
Pull the pipe out.
14 minutes and 26.
Right, remember that number, 14 minutes and 25 seconds, because that's what we're going to use for our calculation later on. Ooh, a few air bubbles. Never mind, that's okay. Because the little fuel filter here, there you go, the fuel filter gives you sort of a mini fuel tank. And those air bubbles won't get transferred into the line. So, what was that number? 14 minutes and 25 seconds.
14 minutes and 30 seconds for 100 mil.
Write that down.
I'm going to turn it down now. So now I've slowed it down to its absolute minimum. And what we're going to do is refill the 100 mil container with diesel, reset the timer, and do it all again. So here we go again with test two. We're going to reset the clock.
All the noise is from the exhaust, which of course is under the vehicle and outside.
And we're going to drop the feed back into the 100 mil container and start the clock again. Let's see how long it takes to use 100 mils of diesel on the lowest setting. You can see the pulsing of the pump. According to this, it's 1.28 cycles per second. The fastest is 5.7 cycles per second, or pulses per second. The temperature on this low setting. Okay, according to this, It's still a good 89 to 90 degrees, but the amount of air coming out was a lot less. It's quiet. Come back in a while and we'll see how much fuel it's using. ...18 minutes and 30 seconds in, and it's quieting down now to 60 to 70 degrees. Let's have a close look. 72 degrees, just nice, lovely and warm. This diesel heater works using fuzzy logic. Fuzzy logic is a little bit how we think. How this device works is its sensors pick up three or four different parameters. For example, the heat in one or two different places and the amount of fuel being used. And using microprocessor technology, it calculates and decides what would be the optimum fan speed and what would be the optimum fuel pump speed and it works the two independently. Because of the heat on the inside of the case after I'd given it the full speed, full temperature burn, it had to cool down, so the fan stays going a lot faster for a while, and then eventually it cools down and the fan quietens down as well. So as I say, here we are, 18 and a half, now 20 minutes in, and it's just ticking over very nice and slowly. We're looking at 1.48 pulses per second on the pump. We've used not even half of our amount of fuel yet, and we're 21 minutes in. So the fuel economy is insane. Now, believe it or not, these things have another setting called alpine setting. If you're operating at high altitudes where the air is thinner, you can set it into high altitude setting, alpine setting, and that leans the mixture out by another 20%. So by entering that mode, we'll be able to achieve an extra 20% more economy on top of what we're getting now.
43 minutes of lovely warm ambient heat on 100 milliliters of diesel. Not even half a cup. Give me 2 minutes on a calculator and I'll be back to tell you what that really means.
Well, I'll tell you what it means, what it really, really means. It means that these Chinese diesel heaters are incredibly cheap to run. Check my figures, please. Come and have a look. I've been working on a spreadsheet. It's interactive. You can rub anything out and start again if you need to. But come and have a look. Tell me if my numbers are correct. Right. You can see what I was doing. We did two runs, the high run and the low run. We used 100 mils of diesel on both runs. On the first run, we got 14 minutes. On the second, we got 43 minutes. Now, in this example, I'm going to use the 43-minute, the low temperature run, or the low consumption run. We used 100 mils of fuel times 10 gives me a litre. Now, the time it ran for was 43 minutes. Times 10 is 430 minutes. You divide that by 60 to get back into hours, and you've got 7.16 hours, which is 7 hours and 10 minutes. Now, the current diesel price in New Zealand is $2.28 per litre. Yeah, hellishly expensive, but I think it's going to get worse. $2.28 divided by 7.16 hours works out at 32 cents per hour. Now, we had a 5 kilowatt heater running. So 5 kilowatts, we divide that by the 5 kilowatts, and that gives us our cents per kilowatt. So the costs in kilowatt hours is 6.3 cents per hour per kilowatt. 5 times 6.3 cents is 5 kilowatts, which gives us our 32 cents per hour. Please tell me in the comments down below if I'm wrong, because if I'm right, it means that this is a viable, very, very viable alternative to electricity, even in the good times. So, I hope you enjoyed that. I've had a lot of fun today doing those tests on the diesel heater. If you want to see what the diesel heater likes, if you want to see what the diesel heater looks like fresh out of the box, have a look at my previous video, which you'll find here. And if you're looking at installing a diesel heater yourself and you want to know some of the ins and outs of it, you can have a look at the video where I installed mine in this cabin here, in this video here. If there's anything that you'd like to know before you buy a diesel heater, I'm quite happy to do a little video on it. Now, with things the way they are in Europe right now, low-cost heating is imperative over the winter months. Houses don't have chimneys anymore. This is one way that one of these little devices can be run outside on a patio or just by the back door outside. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, do it now. That way you won't miss any of the other videos that are coming up real soon on diesel heaters and fitting them to cabins and even existing homes. With a little bit of intelligent management, getting some thick curtains, closing some doors, one of these little 5 kilowatt Chinese heaters could be just what you need to keep a couple of rooms warm this winter at a really, really low cost. Keep watching, because in videos coming up, I'm going to be showing you how I fitted mine to my cabin that we're sitting in right now. And we're also going to do a deep dive into the different types of these that are available. When you buy them, you are buying one of 7 or 8 different specification kits. The heater is the same, but the accessories that come with it vary significantly from supplier to supplier. So in the next video, I'm going to show you how to know exactly what you're buying. So if you haven't already subscribed, do it now!